we'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name is Kevin King.
And I'm Steve Minnick, and we'll be your facilitators for this call.
If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300.
Or if you're calling outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Well, let's just jump right in. We were looking at the TED Talk made by Simon Sinek. His title is How Great Leaders Inspire Action. But if you do a Google search or some other search engine, just search under TED Talks, that's T-E-D, TED Talks, Why, How, and What. And Kevin, this particular TED Talk is one of the most popular, and it's gotten 21 million hits.
Yeah. That's pretty significant. And you know what? I'm thinking that's the kind of hits I'd like to get here, Steve. You and me and everybody else on the phone call. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what about the talk did you think warranted 21 million hits, and how can we duplicate that?
Well, you know, just for those that haven't seen it, I'll just give you kind of a quick graphic picture. He drew a target, and so it was a circle inside a circle inside another circle. And the center of the circle, he wrote why, and then the next circle out, he wrote how, and then the outer circle was what. And he said most companies work from the outside in, but companies like Apple and others work from the inside out. They know their why first. And they communicate their why very, very clearly and accurately. And in the case of in the case of Apple, they basically said, "We're innovators. We're on the cutting edge. You know, you want to be like us because you know we have the best products. And then, by the way, we sell computers or whatever." And so they went from the why to the how to the what. But most companies go from what to how to why. And their why often is they want to make profits. Well, that's not going to motivate anybody. I'm not going to buy your product or service just because you want to make profits. It's got to mean more to me than that.
Well, and it's interesting. He said that's a great summary of the video, and I challenge everybody that's on the call to go and listen to it. It's amazing. I think it's interesting. He said, why does not equal profit. That's a result. Don't even use profit as a why you make money, because you did a great job in explaining why, you know, how Apple or others communicate. Most people communicate like this. Hey, we make beautiful computers, a really great design, simple to use, user-friendly. Want to buy one? People are like, yeah. It's pretty uninspiring. Yeah. But I wonder how often the messages that we have, we believe in, we know are amazing, that are really helpful, how often we make the mistake of not telling somebody why we do it, and we just say what. Because one of the most intriguing things he said to me is people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Hmm. He used two other examples, which I thought were also very interesting. He said Martin Luther King Jr. was not the only leader or orator during the pre-civil rights movement.
Right.
But the Wright brothers were not the first or the most qualified or the best funded to create what we would consider the first manned air flight. But they are the ones that actually did it. And you think, wow, it's why. It's the why behind it. And what they, you know, what Martin Luther King Jr. in his iconic speech, I Have a Dream. Well, gosh, that's his why. And I love the way that he brought that out, and how the what kind of corresponds to the part of our brain that gets all of the information, you know, all of the facts and figures and the information, but it's the why and the how part of our brain that it doesn't even have language associated with it. But it's where our feelings, where our decision-making are done. So if we go from the outside in, we're talking to a language. We're not talking to the part of the brain that actually makes the decisions. So by asking a question and then telling a story and saying why we do something, now we're challenging the status quo. People are feeling right. And then, by the way, you know, how does it work and how do we get one? Which is just facts and figures.
And, you know, I've heard other folks talk about how they do an interview process with people, and they ask why questions very deeply in the beginning of that relationship. And that's probably why a high level of trust begins right away with clients that you've asked why questions of. And Mark asks one of the very early questions is, what's your greatest or what's your biggest concern or your biggest challenge? Yeah, what's your biggest challenge?
Sure.
I wonder if there's a different way that we could ask that. I'm not necessarily changing the process, but just
right.
thinking this through out loud for you and I and those listening in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wonder how we could change that into a why question.
Well, I'm wondering if it has something to do, Steve, with sharing our life vision with them some point in the conversation. Because at least, you know, if we could be transparent with somebody and we're sharing kind of the why, is that a way that perhaps we can show them a model of what we're looking for in a question?
That's a good point. And, you know, your life vision would be your why. It would be the why you're even talking with that person.
Yeah.
And they need to have a life vision, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe asking a question, why do you think it would be important to have a life vision?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Let's kind of probe that. Kevin, I know that you've written your life vision. I've seen it. Why do you think it's important to have a life vision?
First and foremost, it is the why behind everything I do. I was sharing it with somebody else just yesterday, and they were saying, I'm starting mine. I haven't articulated my life vision yet. And for those of you who haven't done one, I encourage you to do one. I totally agree with you, Steve. Everybody should have one. 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, whatever you want. Just a big circle in the middle. And then everything you're passionate about, just write what you're passionate about on the outside of the circle. Once you look at it, get some time to kind of digest it, then articulate in the fewest possible words what your life vision is. Mine is to help other people find what they need, help them get it, and make the whole process fun and engaging every day. See, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it doesn't speak to what I do for a profession. It doesn't speak necessarily to what my passions are. That can be revealed. But that's the driving force to everything that I do. And he said, I see what you mean. I mean, he had very clear passions, very passionate person, and he's working on it. And I'm excited to see what he comes up with. Do you have any thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, one of the things that came to mind is when you draw that circle, you want to put like rays of the sun out away from that, all the way around. That's significant. I mean, your life vision should be a little bit like the sun. Even though it's a long ways away, it warms us. There'd be no life without the sun. And you can spell that a couple different ways, right? S-U-N-S-O-N. So that's
right.
It takes on a different dimension, a spiritual dimension as well. I think that our life vision is really, it should be baked into our DNA. It should be so much a part of our conversation, that it's in every word and sentence of what we of how we communicate. And the 21 million hits that came to the How Great Leaders Inspire Action, again, to get the just Google search on TED Talks, why, how, and what, or just why, how, what. I have a hunch that that was the most popular one and had so many hits because it really spoke to people's heart and mind. It's forcing people to think in a different way. I've always felt that the world was upside down and backwards. Seriously, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
There's a exactly. famous quote. The famous quote is, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose."
Wow.
Is that powerful?
Who said that? Yeah, that is. Who said that?
That was actually said by a missionary. I remember the pilot was Nate Saint, and I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. It'll come to me, you know.
Sure.
And,
okay. No.
But,
I know the missionaries down in South America.
Right.
Okay, I'll get it. I'll get it here in a minute too. I'll check it out. Interesting. 21 million hits. And yet that's only 0.003% of the global population.
Well,
I don't know what that means yet.
It was Jim Elliot was the one that said that.
Jim Elliot. That's exact right.
Jim Elliot. He's the one that said that quote. And he and Nate Saint and some others. Nate Saint was the pilot that flew the crew into the Alka Indians.
Yes.
Area in South America. And what an inspiring guy. I mean, he gave up what he could not keep. We can't keep our lives. We're all going to die someday, you know.
Right.
He gave up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Can you live in such a way that, you're living in such a way that you could die tomorrow, but you're living in such a way where you could live to age 120. Mm-hmm. That only happens when you have a very clear life vision.
Right, when that why is extremely strong. Well, those are great, great points, Steve. I really appreciate it. Should we open it up? Should we open up the line
sure.
to our callers today? Great. Karen Carlson. Sorry, Karen Carlson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what's your thoughts on all this?
The process I've been going through in being introduced to the idea of a life vision initially and then going through different versions of that, what I've come to embraces the fact that it should be a living, breathing document. I at one point thought, oh, I've got it. It's perfect. You know, I'm going to capture this, and this is it forever. And then quickly realized, no, not so much. And so giving ourselves permission to let it breathe and grow and change as we all do. So I think it's important to see it from that perspective, not so much from a static statement.
Mm. Wow, that's great insights there. I hadn't thought of it that way, as a life vision is a living, breathing document. Wow, thank you for sharing that. Any other insights here, Karen? Anything that you'd like to share or accomplish?
I think, for me, you know, things come to people in different ways, but as I was working on my life vision and the adaptation number 32 or whatever it was, I actually was kind of inspired to write a poem, and poetry just comes to me that way, and so it just, you know, kind of flows out from me. And I was meeting yesterday afternoon with my spiritual director and shared it with her and had some conversation around it. And it's surprising sometimes what emanates from an activity like, you know, creating or changing a life vision.
Wow.
Karen, may I ask your life vision?
You may. As a beloved daughter of God, I embrace living a life of definite meaning and dynamic purpose in the spirit of true brotherhood and sisterhood. I joyfully journey with others to help them discover their life vision and every day remember to live life as a human being, not simply a human doing.
A human being, not just a human doing.
Right.
Well, I like that.
We keep ourselves
like
very busy, and we just keep doing and doing and doing, and sometimes it's sort of like the idea of music. It's the space between the notes that is as important as the notes themselves.
Hmm. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I like that.
Really,
do you happen to have a copy of your poem that you were inspired to write because of your changes to your life vision?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, love to.
Okay. What is my vision? My vision is certainly not 2020, not even 2040, but my vision becomes clearer with the creation and each adaptation of my own life vision. Life vision is bigger. Life vision is broader. Life vision is powerful, profound, and important. Why, you may ask? The reason to me and my life is to know from my innermost center the purpose of each exchange, interaction, conversation, hug, and casual remark. It's the who, what, when, where, and why. Surprising how words, scripted onto paper, thoughtfully, can empower me to a laser-focused life that satisfies, challenges, questions, and completes the 1,440 minutes of each day.
Love it.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Thank you. Thank you for
You're
sharing
welcome.
From your heart. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
Wow. We have another caller here that's on the line here, Steve. Teresa Lecken.
Hello.
Welcome to the call. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm well. How are you?
Good. So Teresa, how do you weigh in all this life vision discussion? What's going on?
You know, it's really interesting. I've had a lot of discussion on life vision lately on calls, and we're preparing for the Chicago event tomorrow, so a lot of excitement there. I'm almost done. Kevin, I think you read it, the book The Dream Giver. By Bruce Wilkinson. I'm almost done with that, and I'm pondering through how that applies to life vision. There's this guy that they call Ordinary, looking to become somebody, and the journey that he goes through and trying to figure out where we all are in that journey of our life vision. Is pretty intriguing, and I enjoy hearing Karen sharing again. I heard it on a call yesterday, and it is a lot of really deep thought to consider and ponder through, and I love also the statement of being a human being and not a human doing. That speaks very deeply, I think, to all of us in different ways. So I'm enjoying the conversation and think it's very important to have a life vision that drives you forward in whatever you do. And I guess some thoughts from yesterday's call when we were talking about it. I was with another group. that to exercise faith as you go and realize the importance of your vision and how it's guiding you, and then it, being ready to see things differently as they come, so you may envision your path to be put together in a certain way, and it may be given to you in a way that looks different, but to be ready for that to still achieve your life vision in front of you. So taking one step at a time, like the ordinary guy in the book did, is just interesting, and it, I think it helps us all as we're walking through it.
Mm. Wow.
Very good stuff, Teresa. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me probe a little deeper here. Why do you do what you do?
Is that to everybody, or?
Yeah, it can be generally to everybody or anybody. I mean, we could start with you if you wish. Why do you do what you do?
Sure. Well, I think there's a good aspect of helping people and being able to live out my other life goals personally with what I do. And so there's a good harmony and balance between not only my career, but then how that allows me to live out my personal ministry life, family life, et cetera. And so that is tied into my current life vision.
Excellent. And Kevin, we started this call several weeks ago with the idea in mind of profitable partnerships, and it's kind of morphed over time. How do you see this call changing or improving? Or
yeah, that's a great question. I think that there has to be a certain amount of structure. We got to know what's happening to some degree, whatever that means. Be on the call at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be on at 3 p.m. here on Wednesdays, Central Standard Time. But I believe if we can help people find the why in their life to articulate how they do what they do, there will be massive change. I would love to see this be massive change for everyone, people that are over 60 and loving life, because we've done that call as well, people that are looking for profitable partnerships and cash flow strategies. But again, this is so that we can do why what we're doing. If we don't know why we're doing what we're doing, then it, quite frankly, doesn't matter a great deal. And you are more, we become people that are human doings as opposed to human beings. And I love what you said there, Karen, and Teresa, the thoughts that you shared. Steve, your comments, your insights. And I believe that this call has to be a white-hot center core of the sun, that from it radiates, like you gave in your analogy of what the life vision looks like, this massive amount of energy and light and magnetic current that literally charges the galaxy that we're in. Not that we're the center of attention. That certainly is not the analogy I would want to portray or convey. But that when we know why what we're doing, it attracts other people to us. And in so doing, we can help them achieve their life vision. And together, truly, everyone can achieve more. Becoming white-hot core that affects everybody around us, and then having other people become that in their areas of influence, seeing massive change, being able to do ministry, being able to, you know, build successful businesses, be able to have, you know, families and a life that is truly fulfilling the vision that we had.
Yep, totally. You know, this may surprise you, but I have not written down my life vision. I have one in my head, and actually I've written something down in my website, but it really didn't take the same form as the you know, the circle with the rays coming out of it and all of that.
Would you share it, Steve? Would you be willing to share it?
Yeah. Hang on just a second.
Sure.
So, here we go. Hang on just a second.
Sure.
So it takes the form of a, what do you call it, an acrostic? Is that where the words
right.
in the list also spell out a word? So aspire, we have achievement, stewardship, partnership, integrity, responsiveness, and excellence. And those first letters of each word spell out the word aspire. So I aspire to provide world-class service in all I do, serving God first in all I do, providing for my family through servant leadership, charitably giving to others of my time, expertise, and financial resources, and faithfully serving with excellence and naturally developing client-for-life relationships.
Wow.
So those are things that are important to me. But again, not exactly the format that you all have used. I think I need to distill this down into a sentence that inspires me and hopefully inspires others as well.
I appreciate you sharing that, Steve. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I think that would be great, so that if you have clarity to share it with others, then you would have more clarity for yourself too. But that's,
yep, agreed.
That's a great sharing that you just did with the Aspire.
Well, so if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this and you're saying, wow, I mean, that was most intriguing, and if you've received benefit from this, then we encourage you to, you know, pay it forward. One way to do that, since you got this information for free, why not pay it forward by going to thevisionproject.net. That's T-H-E, thevisionproject.net. And then go to what is your biggest challenge, then go to your help is needed, and you'll be able to learn about the Vision Project and also even contribute to a group-funded phone app.
If you do have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless. And have an amazing day. Bye-bye.